All right, if you've been paying attention, you already know that the primary reason why Israel is deliberately carrying out war atrocities against the Palestinians in Gaza is because this is all a grand plan by the globalists, i.e. Illuminati members and others, to provoke the Arab states and Persia, Iran, into war. They need to succeed in the provocation. They've got to get Iran, and certainly maybe starting with Hezbollah, maybe Turkey, others, to strike Israel. This is necessary from the point of view of the globalists in order to achieve their goal of having Islam and Christianity destroy each other. Well, I should say Islam and Judaism to destroy each other, or Zionism, destroy each other, and to destroy faith among Christians at the same time. Remember, I covered the Albert Pike letter from, I believe, 1871 that talked about the three world wars that were being engineered by the globalists, i.e. the Illuminati. And the third world war is a war between Islam and Israel, and it's designed to destroy world faith in all of those religions, you know, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, so that Lucifer can succeed in rising up and taking people away from faith and into Satanism, essentially. So this is actually a spiritual battle. You probably knew that. I mean, all of this eventually ends up as a spiritual battle. And those who are accelerationists, or those who are pushing for escalation in the Middle East, they are actually working, whether they know it or not, they're working on behalf of Lucifer, because that's what Lucifer needs. Those who are calling for peace, whether they know it or not, are making life more difficult for the Satanists and the Luciferians. So if you want to end up on the side of God, call for peace. Which, by the way, that's usually the right answer. But what's interesting to me is that you have a lot of people who don't even believe in God who are calling for a ceasefire, even though they may be atheists or Marxists or what have you. They're just anti-Israel. They're just kind of it's a knee-jerk reaction for them to be anti-Israel. They don't understand the dynamics of what you understand and what I'm explaining, which is that this is a great cosmic war. So right now we're at about 10,000 civilian deaths in Palestine because of the incessant bombing by the IDF. The Zionists have intentionally bombed mosques, universities. I mean, they just obliterated a major university there. They've bombed hospitals, and you have now 90 Israeli doctors that have signed a letter encouraging the IDF to bomb hospitals. I mean, how insane can it get? Doctors calling for bombing hospitals. But again, this is designed to provoke. That's why it's so insane. It's designed to provoke. And so far, Erdogan from Turkey has resisted being provoked. And so far, Iran has resisted it. Although Iran's foreign minister is talking a pretty tough game, they're not actually taking action on that at this point. And so what you are about to see, I predict, is a major, major escalation in the ground war in Gaza, because Israel has apparently not committed enough atrocities to provoke the Arab world into a reaction, you know, into a full-blown kinetic reaction, which is what the globalists need. So this is going to be a very sad chapter of history, but you are about to see horrors of war. And we're talking about, you know, babies, bodies blown to bits and limbs and so on. I mean, I know that's already out there. That's already happening because of the bombing. But it's going to get worse, because Israel and the globalists, they need an escalation, and this is the only way they can get it. They really need an escalation. And don't forget, Netanyahu is working for the World Economic Forum. He's a WEFer. And the WEF is one of the organizations that is controlled by the globalists, who are, you know, if you peel back enough layers, it becomes Illuminati or a number of other secret societies and groups that have engineered human history for, you know, millennia, frankly. So that's what we're actually watching right now. And it brings up another important realization that to the extent that Iran can resist reacting or responding, or to the extent that Hezbollah can resist it, or that Turkey can resist, they will be preventing World War III. And this is a very sad realization. It's horrifying. But so far, 10,000 Palestinians have been killed. If this escalates into World War III, we're talking about millions of people will die. And so far, at, you know, 10,000, we're at only 1% of 1 million. So if more Palestinians die, but Iran and Turkey and Hezbollah do not take the bait and escalate this into World War III, the total number of aggregate deaths will be much lower, even if 100,000 Palestinians were to be killed by Israel. That would still be lower than what would happen if this explodes into World War III. And it pains me to even say this, because, you know, every individual has value, and you can't just treat lives like commodities. You know, you can't just swap them out like commodities. But what I'm pointing out is that if this goes to World War III, then at that point, we're talking about, you know, 100 times more deaths than what we've seen so far, maybe hundreds of times more. And that's if just 1 million people die in World War III, which is a very, very probably unreasonably low estimate. World War III could kill 1 billion people, which is 1,000 million. I mean, imagine 100,000 times more deaths than what we've already seen in Gaza. That is what could happen. That is exactly what could happen if this goes to World War III. Now, another important thought in all of this is that according to the globalist plan, Israel must be destroyed in World War III. And that has to happen. Jerusalem, in particular, has to be destroyed. That has to happen in order to cause Christians and Jews to lose faith and turn away from God. Because most Christians and most Jews have been taught repeatedly that Israel will be saved by God, especially in the last days, that the enemies of Israel will be destroyed by God. When that doesn't happen, at least this is according to the globalist plans, when that doesn't happen, people will be disillusioned. And of course, as they are disillusioned, they will be searching for answers somewhere else. They will seek answers in maybe the Antichrist, or maybe they will find comfort in, who knows, you know, atheism or Satanism or Luciferianism or what have you. We don't know how this is going to go, obviously, but that's the goal of the globalists, is to destroy people's faith in religion, and also to kill, you know, potentially 1 billion or more people. So what we need to do, in my opinion, in order to stop this from happening, because that, you know, that's worst case scenario, talk about the apocalypse, we need to call for peace. We need to apply political pressure, call for peace and call for de-escalation, and engage in peaceful protests, by the way. You know, take to the streets peacefully and show your leaders, wherever you are, that you do not support this continued bombing, the escalation, the atrocities, the genocide. We've got to de-escalate this in order to stop the provocations that will lead to, you know, World War III. So join me in that, and we might save 1 billion lives, you know, and we might stop, by the way, Lucifer's engineered plan to take over this world. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Join me in praying for peace. Thank you. Take care. Thank you for supporting us here at brighteon.com. And one way you can also help support us is by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got some really exciting new products to share with you here today. I've got samples on my desk,
And there's three things to mention here. The one on the left, it's called Hydrate Elementals. It's a combination of coconut water powder, certified organic, and Aquamen, which is a mineral supplement that has some very special, unique properties. This is about mineral replenishment and hydration. You can learn more about it at our website, healthrangerstore.com. It's very popular, especially with people who do any kind of fitness or workouts. We've also got here on the right side a new trail mix product. This has coconut chips and nuts and almonds and walnuts plus raisins. It's a very delicious trail mix, and it's not just a bunch of junk and a bunch of crumbs and byproducts of nut processing. I mean, this is a high-end trail mix, all certified organic, all lab tested, including for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. You're really going to enjoy this. And then finally, in the middle there, we have something brand new that I'm super excited about. It's a pine needle nasal spray. And that's in the green little small vials there with the nasal spray aerosolized tip on the top. I personally harvested the pine needles for this in Texas. They're loblolly pine trees because the pine needles are extremely high in shikimic acid. And then I oversaw the extraction of the shikimic acid and then the mixing of that into this formula. You can read the ingredients on our website. But this product is not being sold. It's only available for free as a bonus giveaway during our Black Friday sale event that's coming up. And watch for that. Join our email list. You'll get the announcements. You get all the links to participate in that. The only way that you can get that nasal spray with the shikimic acid using pine needles that I personally harvested in Texas is through the Black Friday event at healthrangerstore.com. And during that event, by the way, it's our biggest sale of the year. We're going to have the most products on discount, all kinds of amazing discounts, including on third-party products that are drop shipped and so on. It's wait till you see the catalog and the landing page for that. It's going to be quite impressive. But you definitely want to take advantage of that and get some of this pine needle nasal spray and look up shikimic acid too, because that's the molecule that is used to make Tamiflu, by the way. Very interesting fact. Also, one more thing. On our website, healthrangerstore.com, we now have available certified organic heavy cream powder. We've got it in pouches and number 10 cans. And this heavy cream powder is, of course, laboratory verified. It's tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology as well. And there's no junk in here. It's literally powdered heavy cream. It's not just maltodextrin and a bunch of garbage with cream flavor. None of that stuff. This is the real deal. That's why it's not cheap, by the way. But if you want to add to your food storage pantry heavy cream, this goes a long way. And we also have, by the way, we have now organic white cheddar cheese powder, also in number 10 cans and pouches as well. So you can make your own macaroni and cheese pretty easily by combining this cheese powder with the organic cream powder and some salt and pepper and some onion powder and get yourself some, organic macaroni. And it's all done. You have a really nice meal. So take advantage of this at healthrangerstore.com, and that will also help support this platform. We thank you for your support, and I'm committed to bringing you more interviews, more content, more analysis each and every day that helps you understand what's happening in our world, helps you navigate it, and also, importantly, helps you survive it. Thank you for supporting us here at Brighteon.com and healthrangerstore.com. Take care.